Chapter 12. Anna waits for news. Anna waited for some news about Mr. Reisman. She remembered Greta Gordon. The film star had visited the corner shop. Later there was news about her in a magazine. Mike Bailey had visited the corner shop too. Later there was a lot of news about him on TV. And now Mr. Reisman had visited the corner shop. Anna was waiting for some news about him. All three visitors had been special customers. They had all seen Dave. They had all been in the special orders room. And they had all left something with Dave. Greta Gordon had left her diamond rings. Mike Bailey had left his case. Mr. Reisman had left his briefcase. Anna wanted to find out more about the three special customers. She thought about Mr. Reisman. His case had the letters A-R-I-C-S on it. She understood A-R, but what was I-C-S? Perhaps Mr. Reisman was a businessman and I-C-S was his company. Anna looked in the newspapers, but she didn't find anything about I-C-S. She read the magazines. She listened to the radio. She watched TV. But there was nothing about I-C-S. Anna heard nothing. She saw nothing. Then she had an idea. She decided to go to London and find Arthur Reisman. It was a Friday. Early in the morning she left a note for Dave. She took the note to the shop. "Dear Dave," it said, "sorry I can't come in today. I'm going to Lydney. I'm buying some things for my wedding. Anna." The note did not tell the truth, but Anna didn't care. Anna took a bus to Lydney and then caught a train to London. She got to Paddington Station at midday. She got off the train and looked for a telephone box. The telephones were near to the entrance to the station, but the boxes were all full. She stood and waited. Then Anna saw the letters ICS. There they were. They were on a huge advertisement. Anna had found the answer to her problem. International Computer Services, ICS. Perhaps that was Mr. Reisman's company. Soon one of the phone boxes was empty. Anna rang the number, 222-8959.
ICS, can I help you? Said a woman's voice. Yes, please, said Anna. I want to speak to Mr. Reisman, Mr. Arthur Reisman. I think he works at ICS.
The woman laughed.
Works here? Yes, he does, she said. He's the vice chairman of the company. Wait one moment, please. I'll get his secretary.
Then there was another woman's voice on the phone. Mr. Reisman's secretary, can I help you?
Yes, please, said Anna. I'd like to speak to Mr. Reisman.
Who's calling, please? Said the secretary.
Mr. Reisman doesn't know my name, Anna replied.
Is Mr. Reisman expecting your call? The secretary asked.
No, he isn't, said Anna.
I'm afraid he can't speak to you now, said the secretary. He's at a meeting now and he's flying to Switzerland in an hour's time.
But I must speak to him for a few minutes, said Anna.
The secretary became annoyed. That's impossible, she said, but I can take a message.
No thanks, said Anna. I'll call again next week. Will Mr. Reisman be back then?
Yes, he will, replied the secretary. Goodbye. And she put the phone down. Anna had found Mr. Reisman's company, but she hadn't spoken to him. Anna spent the afternoon in London. She went to see a film. Then she had tea in a small cafe near Paddington Station. Her train left London at 6:30. She bought an evening newspaper and got on the train. Anna was tired, but she felt happy. After a few minutes, she looked at her newspaper. Anna was waiting for some news. There it was, on the front page. Private plane crash near London. 6 dead, all from ICS. 6 people were killed this afternoon in a plane crash at Enfield near London. The plane was flying to Switzerland. The passengers were all from International Computer Services, ICS. Among them was Mr. Alfred Gluck, the chairman of ICS. Mr. Arthur Reisman, vice chairman of ICS, told us, "I'm lucky to be alive. I was at a meeting today. The meeting went on for a long time, and I didn't catch the plane." Mr. Reisman will probably be the new chairman of ICS.